another important story this morning on an issue that affects millions and millions of men across America, and it's prostate cancer and prostate cancer screening. Remember a couple of months ago, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force in Washington adjusted guidelines and said that women over 40 don't necessarily need a mammogram, and it caused a gigantic controversy and dust up in Washington and around the country. Well, the same thing might happen now with prostate cancer screening. There might be some confusion. The American Cancer Society now says the blood test used for screening can do more harm than good for the millions of American men who are screened every year routinely. The new guidelines say doctors shouldn't rush into early screenings and should give every patient more information on the limits of those tests before they recommend them to their patients. Now, Dr. Peter Schlegel is urologist in chief at New York Presbyterian Hospital and the Weill Cornell Medical Center, and he joins us now. Good morning, Dr. Schlegel.
Good morning.
Bring us up to speed, please, on what the American Cancer Society is now saying about prostate cancer screening.
So the American Cancer Society has dropped back from saying that PSA screening, the most common type of prostate cancer screening, should be offered, to saying that PSA screening should be discussed, in large part because of two new studies.
And what do those studies say?
Those studies do not show as much benefit to PSA screening as we would have thought.
Now, is this because of the nature of the prostate-specific antigen, the PSA test, or the nature of prostate cancer itself? One of the things about prostate cancer is it grows really slowly. It's not as dangerous as some other kinds of cancers.
Well, that's a critical point. For prostate cancer to grow from the point where it can be detected to where it causes death may take 15 or 20 years, and these studies are relatively young. They're only 7 to 10 years old.
So because the studies have a relatively short time span, we may not necessarily know what happens to most men over the natural lifespan of your average prostate cancer.
Exactly. These studies have not shown clear evidence of benefit, but that doesn't mean that the PSA blood test has no benefit for patients.
So that's the gray area there, and it's the gray area in so much of this so-called routine screening, Dr. Schlegel. How does a physician like you now approach a patient? Do you now say, don't get it, it's not worth it? What do you say?
Well, I think what's important to remember is occasionally you will find prostate cancers that do not require treatment. There can be some very small prostate cancers that are not important that we now detect. So before you actually test a patient, you have to have more of a discussion of what that testing may lead to or what you may do with those results.
Meaning if it's positive, here's what it could mean for you.
Exactly.
And there are side effects of prostate cancer aside from just the illness itself. I would assume from the treatment has potential downsides.
Well, the testing may lead to a biopsy. A biopsy may lead to a treatment. The biopsy itself is not very dangerous, but the treatments can result in urinary problems. It can result in other quality of life issues that are important to take into account.
Well, one of the most important issue here is the patient and what the doctor's advice to the patient actually means for them. And we're lucky enough to have Jeff Jarvis with us. He's a friend of the show, and he's been quite public about his own prostate cancer diagnosis and his screening. Jeff is a media and technology writer and author of What Would Google Do? Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
You were diagnosed with prostate cancer last summer at 55, right?
Right, and to discuss the benefit that is in question here, that's really a statistical question of whether or not it saves money in the long run. From an individual perspective, I benefited. My cancer was found. I got it out of me. That's my choice. I wanted the data about that, and I'm very glad that it happened.
So, Jeff Jarvis, what you're saying actually, in a way, seems to support what the American Cancer Society is saying. This should be more individualized between you and your doctor, that not every man should necessarily get this.
No, I'm not saying that, because okay. I think that everyone, I'm telling every friend I have to go get it tested. Why not? We should know what's happening inside of us. And I think that to make it a policy to put a blind eye up because it might cause some cost or inconvenience later is not the right way to go. I had a small cancer. I chose to take it out at Sloan Kettering. I'm glad to say today my incontinence is over, but I'm still impotent. These things are not easy for men to talk about. It's hard for us to talk about our penises at all, but especially when they don't work. But I think it's very important for us to talk publicly about this because breast cancer gets much more attention and thus much more treatment than prostate cancer, and yet we're doing the exact opposite and saying, oh, well, no, you don't really have to do that. Well, so, what I'm saying is that it's up to each patient to decide in the end what they want to know about their body, and not to be swayed by this effort to not have a test. I can't imagine putting blinders on. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, Dr. Schlegel, Jeff Jarvis can't imagine putting blinders on. This points up the constant tension between what's best for an individual patient versus choices that have to be made for the whole population. We don't have unlimited resources.
Well, that's certainly true. I think you have to recognize that 20 years ago, the death rate from prostate cancer was high and increasing dramatically. We have halved that death rate from prostate cancer. So clearly, PSA blood tests have helped people to have early treatment, to have effective treatment, and saved lives. The question then really comes down to what Mr. Jarvis said. Is that worth it for the society as a whole? And frankly, I'm not sure all physicians understand the issue and what that means.
Jeff Jarvis, do you think that most physicians are spending enough time? Let me ask you this way. Did your physician spend enough time with you that you felt you made an informed decision?
Yes, but you know what? The decision doesn't really come until you know the diagnosis.
Whether it's positive
Dr.
or not.
Dr. Raul Pera at Sloan Kettering is my doctor, and he sat down with me at great length once I had the diagnosis to say, here's all your choices, here's the implications. That's when it mattered. I'm not going to pay attention quite as much when it's saying, let's test you for this or that. Let's take a lung x-ray. Yeah, we could find lung cancer, and that could be very painful. That's fairly obvious, isn't it?
Right. And yet, Jeff, just to finish, I mean, a potential downside to this diagnosis, you mentioned incontinence and impotence, and you've had to deal with that as well.
Yeah, but my grandfather died of prostate cancer, and I watched the downsides of not treating it and letting it go too far until it goes into your bones and makes you painful, and it's a miserable death.
All right, Jeff Jarvis, author of What Would Google Do, friend of the show and prostate cancer survivor, and Dr. Peter Schlegel from New York Presbyterian. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. New prostate cancer guidelines from the American Cancer Society.